Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Rivy. You tuned in to the Let's Talk podcast, where we talk about anything and everything, nothing in particular. Today, it's actually January 11th, 2020. It's actually 6:25 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday morning, and I'm recording this in the car. Had some time to kill. Got up pretty early, and I just wanted to talk to you guys. It's 2020, baby. You know, this is gonna be a great year for a lot of people, for everybody. Pray and hope. You know, this is the year that everybody should have the 2020 vision on everything, far as goals, accomplishments in life. This is the year we get everything started. This is the year that's gonna be great for you, not just for you, but for your family as well. You know, this is the year that we all gonna strive to do great things in our lives. One thing I do want to say is that I always said this in 2019, and I'm gonna continue saying it because I'm a strong believer in it, is that never make permanent decisions on temporary motions. Make the right choices. And it's gonna be times where we all make mistakes in life. You know, nobody's perfect. But, you know, mistakes happens to the best of us, and hopefully we can learn from it, you know. This is not going to be a long episode where we talk in depth in certain things, but, you know, I just wanted to reach out to you guys and give some positive motivation wherever you're at all over the world, to stay focused and to grind hard and understand everything is a process. You know, you might fail at first, and then, you know, that can hurt somebody mentally and physically, but if you keep on trying, you know, great things will happen, you know. So with that being said, you know, just keep trying. You know, I'm a strong believer in prayer. I believe prayer works. You know, the man above is out there. He's listening. You know, and I know times we could be impatient with him, and we want it now. But you know, he's always at the right time. And when he comes through, you know, you realize, you know, okay, all right, this is the perfect time for whatever it is you prayed about. You know, I pray that that we all remain healthy and be successful this year. We see a lot of great things, you know, not just for you, like I said, not just for you, but for your family as well. For the job that you want, you know, please go after it, chase it, you know. If you're stuck at a job that you don't get along with your coworkers, or you don't like the pay, don't like the hours, try to look for something else, you know. Just keep trying, you know. And then and also, like, if you end up do find a job that you like, and you apply, and then it's like it's going on a week and you haven't heard from them, just call them, you know, consistently. Be a pest, you know. I don't know what's going on my application. You know, I know you guys still hiring. I see it on the website or whatever, the flyers, and I really want this job. And then, you know, once you get in that interview room, you know, you have to sell yourself. I'm not saying tell lies, but, you know, just show them how bad you really want it. You know, tell them the hard worker, dedicated, and then you promise to be on time and this and that, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, just show them that you really want it. And same thing far as goes as business-wise. You know, a lot of people want to open up their own business and stuff, and that's great. You know, just find out the things that you need to open up the business or whatever, and whatever it is that you want to do in life, and then just start working towards it. You know, some businesses don't open up in just one day. You know, it may be a process. It may take time. You know, just as long as you're just moving forward, continue to take them steps, you know, then great things are going to happen to you. And just pray about it. Believe and have faith. You know, in the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, I'm not really like a whole person who reads the Bible, but I know somewhere in the Bible it says that the tongue is very powerful. So if you speak it to existence, you know, it will happen. You know, so you have to speak it and trust and believe it and have faith and know that great thing that you want in your life is going to happen. Even if it's like a relationship, you know, you want to be with somebody you love and all that, say it, you know, like, this is what I want, you know, and this is how I want it. And just believe and have faith that it's going to happen. And even if you're, like, in a bad relationship, but you love, you know, within time of investing into a person, you end up falling in love with a person, even though it could be a bad relationship. Some people may say, well, you need to get up out of that relationship. You know, if you want that person to change, just keep saying it, you know, not just to you, to that person as well, you know, and keep praying about it. Then eventually, within time of you guys being together, that person will eventually change, you know, to the better person, for not just for them, but for you as well. And then that, and that's going to be the person that you wanted that person to become. Right? So, like I said, this podcast is the title says it all. Let's talk. So it's basically we just talking about anything and everything, you know. I promise to make more podcasts episodes, more often. But my schedule, my busy schedule is hard, and times when I do want to do one is like I can't. Like I wanted to do one January 1st on New Year's. But, you know, after the whole New Year party and everything, you know, wild night with the family. And I woke up with a migraine. It was some say hangover, but it lasted like 2-3 days. So I figured it was a migraine and I was just in bed, couldn't do nothing at all. So sorry about that, you guys. Yeah, this is a new podcast. I had it for a while. Never really did nothing with it. But now I'm being more dedicated to it. Trying to bring more content to you guys. We're going to talk about many different things. I know I did a last episode on credit repair and how to do it, and I guess do it yourself and not paying these overpriced companies. I want to do my next podcast might be something dealing with sports or finance or just more positive information to you guys. You know, so I wish you guys nothing but the best in life. I pray that you're successful in whatever it is you want to do and whatever it is that you're in now, not just for you, like I said earlier, for your family as well. Because as adults, especially parents, because I'm a parent myself, I believe that, you know, all parents, I know they're going to agree with me that I believe that our kids, they watch us, you know. So like the way we conduct ourselves as adults, you know, like they say, you know, I want to be like my dad, I want to be like my mom when I grow up, you know, things like that, you know. And so we have to conduct ourselves in a certain way, and we have to show some type of leadership, so that way they understand as they become adults later on in life, they know how to move as adults and do things the right way, you know. And also, I'm a strong believer as a parent, you should be a better parent than your parents was. And then when your kids grow up, when they eventually have kids, you want them to be a better parent than you. That's how your family generation tree moves forward in life. You know, not to say, okay, all right, for example, if your dad worked at a, if your dad and mom worked at a okay job, you know, you're going to want something better for yourself, right? You're going to want to, because as being parents, they wanted you to go to college, get a degree, and get a very good paying job, you know, doctor, nurse, whatever the case may be. Something that they didn't become, but they wanted you to become better than them. So it's like the same way as parents. So, you know, you're going to want your child to be a better parent than you. Then when he has kids, you know, or she has kids, you know they're going to want their kids to be better than them. You know, so that way that family tree and everything just grows and be stronger and better in life. You know, well, like I said, I had a quick second. I just wanted to get at you guys for a few. I'm not going to talk you guys to death. I wish you guys a blessed weekend, a positive weekend, a great weekend, a fun weekend, but responsible weekend. Till next time, you know, see you guys later, all right? You guys have a good one. God bless and be safe.